ואם הייתי ראה אלוהים כמו שנאמר, כי ממך הכל להיות נעשה מלאכה. In other words, if it says the כמו שנאמר, that means that it's the exact same case. It doesn't quite say it that way. ואם אתם בדבר אומר, ואם אלוהים מפני שאיזה ראה גמורה, שראה, איפה שלאימא כי דברי מסנדב לבינים בית המקדוש, בקרש פה הוציבו לבינים בית המקדוש, ובוודאי נוסן עוד לא דם אוי שכרישכם על המצב עושה. The first thing he says is that it could be over there, it's not an attitude that a person is normally מחויב to say that, you know, that a person is normally supposed to say it's all הקרש פה, but rather over there it's not gear, because to build a base of Mikdash, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this wealth specifically, and was also a natural amount of wealth, so he said, okay, in this case, it's meant for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one thing. But the very spare says, well, yeah, for the figure of HaYosh Shemei Shlomo, it's to be fair, she causes. Then I ignore Hashem. So all the Ashiras there was there in Shlomo's time, all there because it was needed as a Hana for the base of Mikdash. So that wealth is certainly from for a purpose. Secondly, he says, when you talk about a yachid, so you say, okay, a yachid is different. If a person is favored with special money, we say that that's his earth, that's what he did. It says a special bracha, you know, it says a tzibur like money, and so on. So a tzibur is a group. As a group, they always have money, and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. But if a person has a distance, certain 7 years and so on. Masom HaKosuk Mikod, L'kachom V'chei B'davar O'im V'Ratzolim K'Sev Sev Nimtza B'davar D'Avar Zeh Shom HaKim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's L'cha. So it's just a raya that there's such a musig over here. U'mashalei Oma, HaKosuk M'yodein N'asam L'cha, HaKom M'yodcha N'asanu, שאם רואים הם מיידינו סנו, אנחנו רואים משהו שהגיע איש לידינו, והוא איש בשביל סנו. רק שאחר כך נסן את הקדוש ברוך הוא, שאין אדם כן, רק הוא מיד חנסן לך, כלומר, שאין האיש מיידינו כלל, אף רגע אחד. רק עדיין נסן שזה קדוש ברוך הוא, לבוא לידינו. רק somebody sent somebody else with a check, with a charge card, or with money to buy something for him. So he's not part of the equation at all. It's all coming from the buyer, and it's going back to the buyer. Okay, now that finishes the first piece over here. Now we're going on to the second piece. It says that I'm halach b'derech and mizmasek mishnosek. See the Mishnah Zayis Bekan, what's it shayach to before? Ki v'nei she'am alef neizeh, she'ashem yisparachim o'adam kasher hu shoyneh. We got through saying before that if a person learns HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. So he's goyris that he's Hodech B'derech Yechidi. In other words, he's in a Makom Sakana, and that's the reason why is Mishayev and Nafshay? It's a little hard to understand the Buddhist Pshat, but I'll go upon him. Well, the Gaila Chir is a little more Adam Shaina. I don't think he'd be Shaina, Mas and Shaz, Vom, Kamanoi, Nir, Zer, Kamanoi, Ilum, Zer, Kleima, Shekasha, who perish from that Teira, who perish from Mishu Imoi, Kasha, who Shaina. So, a person is learning. Learning is always an act with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when the person stops learning, he's basically mafsik in the middle of a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ha'adam shoyim v'amelach medabim amelach. V'ayim v'shem adam placing medabim amelach medabim acher is a person melach that used to leave imoy. V'dov is a negative melach v'aray. So there's this very powerful element of Merida and HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a person moves away from HaKadosh act that's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the person is sort of basically is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he's cutting off HaKadosh Baruch Hu and moving on to the other person. That's why it's so chamor. V'kach u'dover zeh gamken, v'shvul zeh malo akosu kilu v'chayi v'nafshe. V'zeh ko'isa dover neger amel v'chayi v'nafshe. So v'chayi v'nafshe is always kosher to a merida v'malchus. Like it says that, so Vimela the chud over here is not Megidrei Talmud Torah, he says, in this piece, but rather it's Megidrei we read in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one pshat that he has it. A second pshat. V'oi, kasha adam shayna, hine oimed madrega sichlis. V'kasha hu perish mizeh, meve lo v'amisa, kasha perish min ha-sechol shu ha-teira. V'hefech zeh, ha-oisik b'teira, v'goyle madrega sichlis shedovim bo, ein shayla v'ahed ha-klal. Moshe v'kam v'koymish, imalach ha-movez yochol v'mishlot bey, le-posik bu m'girsi. V'sat shayla v'fek madrega, et zav ha-melach v'ek ha-sechol shu ha-po'alim, et zav rabba barich nachmeni, v'kam v'koymish. V'chol inyin zeh, he's saying here a pshat why it is that this person is a chayv in nafshay. I want to he's going to the Maharal's going to be mamshich explain also why it's why that gives this why derech and why kavanei lezeh. I want to explain something in the nekuda the way he's saying it now. The word is over here. The Kabbalah Ilan Zel, I think Lefidis Hezba, the Maral says in many places that when he speaks about Chachamim, when they said things about nature, and doesn't seem to stim with what Chachamim Teva say, the Maral in Baragol, especially, this is a very common Hezba, is the Chachamim always speak of the Pnima, of the Pnima Inyan, not the Chutza Inyan. So, the muscle. Let's take, an example in common language, and let's say somebody's walking with a young child, and a person passes by a bank. You know, one of those old banks, but the English banks are really built like stone and strong, this and that. And the person makes a comment, either to the child or to somebody near him, that the child overhears, you know, this bank is going to collapse any day. Now, the child looks at the bank, it's made of massive stone. It looks as powerful and as strong as it can be, and it doesn't make any sense that it's going to collapse any day. Let's make it a little sharper yet. Let's say an old man hobbling walks by, and this person is a big businessman, a big financier, who's attacking the bank. And he said, oh, this guy's going to bring it down. And the kid looks at it, and it's absolutely ludicrous to him. And then he says, it's impossible that it's not that the bank is as powerful as you'll need probably a whole line of cannon to bring it down, and this old man certainly can't. And then the father would say, oh, I'm talking about not the outside of the bank, I'm talking about the bank itself. Mm-hmm. And the kid doesn't know what he's talking about. So the Chazal, when they spoke, those were the Pnimi said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu displays himself in Teva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this, displaying things b'chutz, and there is what to see. So when a person studies nature and so on, and sees the Bria, the hispilus of the Bria is mitzad the chitzen of the Inyan. And then there's a teichnid Inyan. So a person who looks around at the world and says Barabu Masech Hashem Kum Hachmasiso is very disposed, and he's seeing Maisi the Hashem, and it's a good activity. It's a Pridavas Hashem, and so on. The Rambam says, but if a person is being Oisik in the hair in the pnim of it, notice Torah is the pnim is the world. What's its tachlis? What's its teichin? What's its value? What's its purpose? And so on. And a person turns to say, then he's going from panim to chutz, and that's the mischaya benafshe. So someone asked me, I was speaking in a modern yeshiva, there were question and answers. Someone asked me about studying nature and science and seeing. I spoke about the Torah, something about learning Torah and to see the godless Hashem, and somebody said, well, what about science, and so on. And I gave him a marshal. I said, let's say you have somebody seeing a painting. Two people walk by a painting, or two people walk by a beautiful building. One person is an engineer, and he says, wow, this building, you know, it needed the following support system, and this is how they have to lay it out, and this is how he's able to get this to stay on top of this, and so on and so forth. And he's very, very slow. A second person is more of an aesthetic type of person. And he says, you know, this building projects a sense of grandeur, projects a sense of awe, of embracing, whatever it is. Now, both of them are making correct statements about the building. Both of them are admiring the building. But the one who admires the engineering a bit is admiring the chitzonis of the building. The one who's admiring the pnim of the building is aimed on the pnimius of it. And therefore, the person has a much deeper sense of it. The person who is able to be aimed on being aimed on the chutz is nice. You can admire the builder. But the admiration is for the chutz shabai. Teva itself is the chitzonis of the Bria. It has what to admire, but the ikas chasim la sefer. Torah is meant to give you the pnim of the sefer. It's meant to give you what's in it. And therefore, when a person is admiring an ilan, that's great. When a person is being mafsik, mishnos admiring an ilan, that's what's chayv nafshe. Because then he's cutting off the teichim from the chutzaboy. Another thing was the hadgasha on the ilan zeh. In other words, even though the herit, the godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a big thing, it's a big Indian, but if the person in the middle of learning, he's being basic with the pnim shebedava, and if he switches to the chutz, that's like he says over here, that he's moving away from the teichen and going to the header and so on. Mm-hmm. I also want to add that's the nekuda he says here. It's a more of a hadama on the way he explained this as being the chiyus of that. Anytime you have a chai, you have the kelim chitzonim that serve as a platform, as a chetimtza for the chiyus. And if a person is mitznatic from the chiyus, if you focus just on the goof, then you're dealing with a mace. The goof kishal atzmoy is nothing. It's boss of a dumb, and it's mace. It's only when you deherit as a bitu of the neshama that it gets chai. So klap and debris also, if a person does it that way, it's chai is not sure for this reason. Or Pierce there. ba'anu, kikol ha'peirish, m'dol ve'echot, misnagin ve'evchoy tzidol v'shupreshma. If a person makes a transition from that which is ruchnias to that which is gashmias, then the person is basically turning against the ruchnias. V'v'loy misnagin tzidol v'epresh menu. K'advorim she'evshachem tzidol v'zeh in echot presh v'ashim. Because the things that are not shy of each other are if a person turns away from something when he doesn't feel kosher to it anymore.
Come to the Sodor Rachman Adam, and fill up
מנוי נירזו, שלא מוכן לך את הדירות, אבל מן הכי גם לקרוא את הפרישה פרו. שפרישה את השכירת הראשון עושה, זה נחל של סיום הליבוי. So I would think that over here also, לקח כמה, אפילו לא כפרישה נקרא. שבהול לא מנוי כלל לקח את הפרישה. This is sort of going in with the Mahalach that he was saying before, that it would not have attracted his attention had it not been, let's say two people, a person is busy making a business deal, or make a lot of money, it's not the pshat he won't interrupt it to speak about nature. He's not going to notice trees, there were no trees, he's so green, but a different type of green, when he's walking and talking business. If a person would be also sichli in Torah, then the person would notice it.
If you have someone who his Liman HaTorah is not from the Darga where he understands or has any connection to the Pnimiyah, certainly not on a conscious level, he's living Shosh Magach HaSapari, has no idea about any Pnimiyahs whatsoever, and he's going to have a tremendous inspirus by Siman No Ilan Zeh. So is it only someone who's a Bar Hachi to understand the Pnimiyahs and he's trading the Pnimiyahs with the Chitzonius? Or because Torah Be'etzim is Pnimi and it's some Ruchnius Degazach and Iyulei Chazi,
Mazlai Chazi. I would say, like everything else, for other people, the Avodah is Mitzad, they should be Mechabited as such. No, but they should be treating it as something which is a Dava Chashuv.
Mm-hmm. It's just a Zilzul in the Mila of what Torah is.
No,
I understand.
So, it's all devil. This is what it is. I know I'm not shy of this, but I should treat it with the respect it deserves.
Right.
Okay.
Shkoro. Okay.